earlier portraits of you, when I've read the cuttings, etc., always put a bit of fun in about baths and Bovril sandwiches and things like that. Have those things disappeared from your life now with the advent of a marriage and a little daughter?
Yes, it's showers more often because they're quicker and you've got less time to waste. It's very curious what happens when you have a child, and every parent will know this, that before you have a child, people will say to you that, you know, nothing changes your life as much as having a child, and you just pay no attention whatsoever as a piece of information that whizzes straight past you. And then you have a child and you think, my God, nothing has prepared me for how extraordinary this is. How come nobody told me? And of course they did, but you weren't in a mind to listen.
I wish I'd listened to what my mother said.
yes, exactly. And to be honest, there are one or two things I regret, though you can't... What I was going to say I regret is not having started earlier, you know, because... I mean, here's an interesting fact. Polly was born when I was 42. There we go. And really would have been quite a good idea, I think, maybe to have started a little earlier. But of course you can't revisit that, because any revisitation you do means that this very specific person, you know, it's no longer a child, it's Polly. And, you know, if you've done anything in your life anyway differently, and you may well have, you know, another child, you may have lots of other children, you know, but you wouldn't have this actual real person who has now become, you know, such a sort of central part of your life. And I find it's absolutely fascinating. I mean, apart from, you know, being a source of sort of enormous sort of joy and pleasure and so on, it's also just fascinating watching somebody beginning to make their kind of sense of the world, and seeing those sort of models beginning to erect themselves in her head, and the way in which I just find all that fascinating, as well as the sort of emotional thing. So yes, it's made a major difference.
Douglas Adams, thank you very much.